Eric, tell us what's going on the ground there. It's Saturday morning.
Well, Venezuela is preparing for really important elections, which are going to be determining actually quite a lot, although it's not a presidential election, but a legislative election. The nature and composition of legislature is going to have a significant impact on the future course of the Venezuelan government and its ability to carry out a lot of its social programs, some of its other objectives. And so these are critical really to the future of the entire Bolivarian revolution. And so the streets are certainly tensely read reports, either in corporate media or even in Western media. You can see both preparing for a very hard election. Both sides seem pretty confident. However, of course, in the Western media, what you find is laying the groundwork for basically not recognizing and or delegitimizing the elections, possibly, of course, because the Bolivarian government could. So it is very real tension streets. Only certain neighborhoods have been previously victimized by violence during these elections are certainly bracing for the potential of further violence, further destabilization. Depends on the neighborhoods, of course. The Chavista stronghold neighborhoods are most likely going to be unaffected by that, but the middle class bourgeois neighborhoods especially are going to be impacted by this. And so the tension, the violence that we've seen in previous elections, especially in 2013, that is entirely expected. Moreover, I think we also need to realize what is not only what is at stake here, but what is the nature of the opposition in Venezuela. The opposition is entirely funded and backed by the United States. So in many ways, this election isn't really between the Bolivarian revolutionary government and an opposition. It is between Venezuela's government and the United States and its allies inside of Venezuela. That is the nature of this election. That is why the tension, that is why the attention from the media, and that's why this is so critical.
You know, you're looking at almost a reciprocal situation to that in Argentina with the opposition claiming, regardless of the actual outcome of the election, a victory in the parliamentary elections, and they're looking to secure the National Assembly there, even though the presidency will remain in the hands of the left. That's the opposite of the situation in Argentina, where the left actually captured the legislature, but they lost the presidency.
Right. But the key here is, and obviously I think you're absolutely correct in bringing up the issue of Argentina. But in Argentina, you had a left government, call it social democratic or what have you, but a left government that had been in power for a number of years, but had a significant opposition against it on the left and on the right. There were many on the left in Argentina who were not supporting that government. I can tell you, as having been at the left coalition rally here in Caracas 2 days ago, I can tell you that actually the coalition of the left is entirely unified for these elections. They are unified, and they are unified behind the government. So you have a number of parties, actually almost a dozen left parties, that are all unified behind the government, even though they have significant differences in terms of policy. They have significant differences in terms of a number of issues. And I think that because that was missing in Argentina, they were not able to consolidate control on the left as a coalition. So that's really, I think, one of the major differences between Venezuela and Argentina. Moreover, Argentina, I think, is a significant indication of the hard-fought politics now in Latin America, where when we had Chavez and the rise of Morales and Correa, there was a clear and unmistakable movement towards the left. Now you're seeing the counter-reaction against that, particularly from the forces of U.S.-backed finance capital who are trying to reassert control. Now, they weren't able to totally consolidate control in Argentina, but that presidential position is obviously incredibly incredibly significant. In Venezuela, in many ways, is far more important strategically and politically than is Argentina, primarily, of course, because it is such a significant oil producer, and also because Venezuela is one of the most targeted victims of destabilization by the United States. And so while in Argentina there may have been an election with results that have an impact, in Venezuela they have an international impact, not only for the region, but really for the world, especially since this year we saw more than $25 billion in contracts between Venezuela and China, since we saw new deals being struck between Russia and Venezuela, Venezuela pushing solidarity interactions with countries in Africa, and of course all throughout Latin America as well. So in many ways, Venezuela is key to an entire series of international geopolitical issues. And again, that's why I return to this notion that the elections on Sunday morning of this week, I think the elections are really critical for the entire world, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, you have Venezuela at the heart of ALBA, and at the heart of other structures that are at the heart of UNASUR, which is a major player. I mean, includes the B in BRICS, a major player on the entire shifting geopolitical structure. But, okay, looking just at Argentina and Venezuela again to close, because I know you got to get going. There's a third party that's an agent, that's been an agent in Venezuela before. The people reversed the coup in 2002 there. In Argentina, they have been developing a constituency on the ground, the people in the streets, and I'm wondering the agency of that both in Argentina as opposed to how it's worked in Venezuela and how it will probably work again if the right tries to capture the government.
Well, you do have organizations, community-based organizations on the ground at the grassroots level, be they organized by neighborhoods regionally, be they organized by political platforms or what have you, that are prepared to defend the Bolivarian Revolution. Now, is it going to be the kind of mass outpouring that you saw in 2002, where there was almost a unity among Venezuelans in trying to counter the coup and restore their duly elected government? I don't think it's quite as unified as it may have been then, but I can tell you, having walked the streets, having talked to people, there is a major segment of the population that is prepared to defend the revolution if the right wing tries to overthrow this government, and that is part of what I was getting at earlier. It's not simply street violence that some people expect and that some people are bracing for. They're bracing for the potential for the right wing to try to undermine the elections, say that the elections are fraudulent, and seize control by power of force. And that is really what it comes down to. Are we going to see another coup? Are we going to see another attempt to overthrow the government by undemocratic means? There are many millions of people in Venezuela who are prepared to stop that at all costs.
And it seems that the military is also with them from the statements that they've made thus far. So, okay, Eric.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
The military is unified behind the government.
Yep. So, okay. Thanks a lot. I know you guys got to go, but check in as often as you can. I'll be around.